from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One of those things, couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in
that. What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic.
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Randy Montez McMichael as Randy, and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker, as Andy.
You can't say Randy without saying Andy. It's the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it, then use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Thanks so much for being with us. Hopefully everybody's morning's off to an awesome start. Good morning, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, man. All good. Over here on this Trillville Thursday, man, as we get closer to the weekend, closer to training camp, closer to some kind of
to everything that's in the future,
some kind of sports that we can actually sit down
baseball?
And watch and not be disappointed. As
there'll be baseball tomorrow.
We talked about United and everything. Yeah, so like I said, the Braves are back and everything like that. I think the WNBA is about to go on a break. The Olympics are coming up soon. So yeah, it's a whole lot of stuff going on here in the sports world, Andy.
What did you fill your night with last night? I know Atlanta United played. Disappointing second half.
Yeah.
I mean, it just kind of is what it is at this point. It's going to be a tough few weeks. They just got rid of all their best guys.
Maybe.
So, and their coach.
Yeah.
So
I watched.
What did you fill your night with?
I one TV had the game on, and the other one was watching.
The United game?
Yeah, Presumed Innocent.
Oh, I've heard about
that. Yes, very, very good.
Yeah, people
very,
like that.
Very, very good. Okay. So, yeah, I was about 3 episodes behind, so I caught up on that. And then about an hour left, I was watching Old Soprano.
Okay.
Smart. You know, just random episodes that I like of The Sopranos last night. And for some reason, well, he likes any kind of music, but my little man, he loves the intro to The Sopranos for some reason. Every time it would come on,
it's a great song.
Bash was dancing and everything. But yeah, that's about it, man. Nothing.
He didn't venture over to the Hawks and Lakers.
I did not.
You're better for it.
It was that bad.
Yeah, it's summer league basketball.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
The number one pick for both teams didn't play. So.
Yeah. Reese
didn't play.
I know he wasn't playing.
Connect didn't play.
Okay.
Yeah, you had to be a real sicko to watch.
Yeah,
that
I
game
just
last
saw the
night.
I saw the highlights this morning. I saw the highlights, but yeah, I didn't even realize it was on.
Yeah.
And then when I realized it was on, I was like, you know what? I'm good, man.
Yeah.
I'm good because this is new song, dog, and this is the key. I don't do TikTok trends and all that stuff, but my wife was like, she's like, come here. She said, come up. No, shit, let me know when you're coming upstairs. So I come upstairs, dog, and she has this song on. I've been a nasty girl. I was like, oh.
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 Sure.
Okay. Is it, you know, is that a clue? That's going to be, I mean, man, I was like, let me go back and listen to these lyrics. I've been a nasty girl. I was like, okay, I'm going back upstairs. Yeah, it's the new Freak song, Andy.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a new Freak song, man.
So then what?
I mean, none of your damn business.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it's the new Freak song, man. So yeah, fellas, if she's playing that, it's on, dog. Don't waste no time. Put down the damn video game and go see your woman if she playing that.
That's an easy choice, right? You would
not for all.
Not for all.
Not for all. I do believe.
I know the college football game is back and everyone's very excited about it.
Yeah.
You gotta. Yeah. They still have pause, right?
Hey, dog. I don't believe. No. Like. This game, like new games, and both you play games and everything like that. I'm not saying, but I'm sure this new game has cost some loving
already.
Yeah, some loving already. Yeah, already. Some loving already. And that's the thing that you can't neglect her for no video game, man. I'm serious. Like you said, there is a pause button, but I'm sure that there's been some neglected women because of the damn game.
You can't pause it when it's like a live online game, right? Like you're playing somebody.
I'll be back.
You want to
play later on?
Trust me.
If she come up.
If those are the choices, there's only one choice.
My woman, if she walk by you with a t-shirt or something on, and I'm a nasty girl playing, you think I'm a damn play that. Hey, Cliff. Hey, bro, we got to catch up back up with you tomorrow, dog.
Yeah.
You won.
I think we might be like a dying breed, though. Like, I think that's not as easy for this generation as it was maybe for ours.
The dynasty can't take an L, guys.
Yeah,
I'm
like
sorry.
People are committed to the thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, you guys are idiots.
The dynasty.
You're never going to leave Colorado State as offensive coordinator if you don't.
Start your own dynasty.
Start your own
dynasty. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. All right. You'll have to start that with somebody else.
Yeah,
hey, babe. Right. I'm on dynasty mode.
Cool.
I can't. Hold on, babe. I'm on dynasty mode. Man, you better get your ass up. Don't sit down.
That's when she DMs your best buddy.
Hey, what you doing, Cliff?
Hey, I got to make a quick trip to Publix.
Yeah.
Do you need anything?
What Cliff? Hey, Cliff, you need anything? Need something from Publix?
Yeah, I got to run down to the store real quick. I'll be back in about 45.
I'm on dynasty mode. I can so see that, too, with them screaming like that. I'm on dynasty mode!
Yeah, no, I think...
But screaming like...
I think sadly that's
like
the reality.
Like you're talking to your mom, though, because your mom say, hey, trying to go to bed or clean up your room. I'm on dynasty mode! You say that to your wife?
Yeah, don't talk to your wife like that. There's no way I'm going to sim the rest of this game. she's about to sim the rest of your relationship.
Look who we're talking to, though. You know, Abe's not getting off the damn game.
Well...
I don't have it.
Oh, that's true. Abe doesn't have the game.
Yeah.
I was going to say the other part probably might not be walking by either. I don't know. Maybe it is.
Two things can be true at once.
That's where I was going.
I don't know what's going on at Abe's condo. He's got a guest room, you know? Maybe he's got some guests. I don't know. I hope so, you know? I wish the best for everybody as far as that goes in their life. BlueChew.com, promo code Andy. Bring a little spice back to your bedroom if you need to.
Turn off the NCAA.
But yeah, definitely turn off the video game if your wife's trying to have sex with you.
Yeah, man. It's just not a good look, bro.
We need to spell it out a little bit more clearly for you. Final day of SEC Media Days today. Yesterday, big day. Obviously, no Saban for the first time with Bama. We talked about that. Kalen DeBoer apparently said all the right cliches, so everyone's happy. Sark was there as well.
Mm-hmm.
First time for him, of course, as the SEC head coach. Sounded like he handled himself correctly as well. It's always funny, like, we break down these guys' media availabilities. Like, what was he going to do?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, what was he going to do that would have been not the right way? You know what I mean?
Right.
I think they all did okay.
Yeah, I mean.
As far as I could tell.
I mean, there was no controversy at all. There was nothing.
There was really no bulletin board material or anything
like that.
If there was going to be any.
To Sark and everything, the confidence that he has, as he should. I mean, they got to replace those two biggins in the middle of the defensive line, but I mean, they are stacked. They went and got as a transfer. They got one of the best offensive lines in the country. They got a proven winner at quarterback. Biggest thing for Quinn is he got to stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the biggest thing. And obviously, we know that Arch is behind him and everything. But no, Texas. I don't use the Texas is back and all that. I know they're the real deal. They are one of the best teams in the country. And did they get a ruling yet about the horns down if it's going to be a penalty yet?
Yeah, they talked about that. It was actually a pretty funny answer because they hadn't really committed to it one way or the other until the SEC rules commissioner or something like that spoke with the media. And he was pretty much like, Yeah, you can do it.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He gave a really long answer. He was like, there's three things that we take into account if we're going to penalize, and it's like...
What are they? The thrust?
No. Not like actions, but it's like three categories that you can't do. Like, it can't be taunting.
Right.
It can't be, like, an affront to the game or something like that. I don't remember. That's kind of a gray area one. That's up to interpretation for the ref. But like, is it an egregious affront to the game? And then there's another one that I don't remember what it is. But basically, he was like, "Yeah, like
all else if I don't care about it."
He also
you can do the horns.
He gave an example of like when someone would do it, which was funny. They basically were like, "Yeah, you're in the SEC now, Texas. Deal with it."
Yes,
because it's not that big of a deal.
Grow the hell up.
Yeah, he was like, "Look, I could imagine a situation where you know a Texas opponent scores a touchdown, and then some teammates are running off the field, and they do horns down to one another. That's not a penalty."
Thank you.
I was like, "Oh, good. Tell us other examples of when people can do horns down and not get penalized for it." Because I like Washington beat Texas in the playoffs last year. Jalen McMillan caught a touchdown in the back of the end zone. He hit the horns down with the Washington fans that were behind the end zone. Didn't get penalized for it.
Exactly.
Shouldn't.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yes.
You talk trash to your opponents sometimes in sports.
Yeah, I believe that.
I hear.
I believe that.
Heard that that's something
I'm
to do.
For all it. Quit being soft. Like, you dunk at the end of a basketball game when you win it. Like, get over yourself. I'm trying to fight me. Play better.
Yeah, dunked.
Yeah, we up by 20 points. Let me dunk.
Yeah.
Y'all, you know what? Why are we up by 20? Because y'all stink.
I got a dunk in.
Yeah.
Leave me alone. I don't play that much.
Yeah, just so soft ass. just the softness of soft. Soft as pond water. Or here whining about some damn celebration. But I tell you this. They are a damn good football team. They really, really are. They got a lot of talent. I think the biggest thing they got coming into the conference, they got depth. They got depth. They got a lot of interior depth and things like that. And, again, we talked about the quarterback. They got playmakers. They got runners. Their biggest thing, I think their biggest thing they're going to have to, and that was probably the best part of their defense last year, was that interior defensive line.
Now those guys were monsters.
Those dudes were monsters. But it's Texas. And so Texas, you know, and Texas is winning, so they're getting those guys back. I mean, it was one of those things where, you know, when Mack left, it just fell off.
You know,
Texas just fell the hell off.
Yeah.
And then you look at it from stable, all the coaches that's been through there. What was that dork that came through that everybody wanted?
From Houston, right?
Yeah. God, what was his name?
I forget.
Because he was OC up at Ohio State. And then you remember what was his damn name? That coordinator that tried to flex. And I know people were talking about Georgia should have interviewed him instead. I was like, what?
You're talking about he was actually the head coach of Texas?
Yeah.
Tom Herman?
Tom Herman, that dork.
Yeah,
that dork right there.
He had Charlie Strong for a couple years. He had Tom Herman for a couple years.
Tom Herman and everything.
You know what I haven't realized? I don't know why. Time flies like crazy. This is going to be Sark's fourth year.
Yeah.
Kind of feels like three. Yep. You could have even convinced me two.
Yeah, man.
But, yeah, 4 years there is wild. And they got to the playoff last year, which is awesome for sure for them. I'm with you. Like, I don't know that it's okay, they're back now to perennially being that.
Yeah,
maybe.
Right.
Like, that's what he needs it to be. Last year needs to be sort of like the first building block of that, not the pinnacle of that.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, if you're a really good program and you're one of those types of programs.
And they are. I think they view themselves that way. I think they haven't.
They made the 14 playoff once.
They're a good damn team.
I know, Randy. I know. I'm saying this team probably will make the playoff too, but I don't know that yet.
Right.
What I'm saying is last year was the best they've been since Mack Brown left.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it.
And Mack Brown had a few bad years at the end of his tenure as well. So it's been a minute since Texas has really been.
When was the last? 09? 10?
Yeah, the Colt McCoy gets hurt in the national championship game. But like. It'd been a minute since they were really one of those teams every single year.
Oh, yeah.
And I get it. They have the financial backing. They've got the brand and all that stuff. And they view themselves that way. You just have to, if you're them, make sure last year was the start of it, not just one blip. Because a lot of teams get a blip.
Oh, no doubt.
Like TCU went to the national championship game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I won't say a lot of teams because not that many teams made the 4-team playoff. Only a handful of teams made the 4-team playoff more than once. But Texas only made it one time in that era.
Yeah.
So in that era, they were a blip team.
Yeah.
In this next era, in this 12 team, because that's where we are now, and I don't know how long it's going to be before we get to 16, but in the 12 team playoff era, you got to be in that thing every single year if you're Texas.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what you
if you are you who you at, think you are.
The one thing that, because we are, Texas always had damn money. So
the resources haven't been there.
Always been there.
They just had the wrong coach.
They had the wrong coach. and maybe the wrong quarterback and all these different things. They didn't have the biggins like they usually have. I think the guy said this morning, Texas hasn't had a first round offensive line since 2002.
Right.
You know,
but
you're
that
like,
all
you're like damn.
But that's all the coach. I mean, the wrong coach is why you don't have those guys.
Yes. And so now you're in a situation where you know you got everything that you need. If you're Sark, this goes back to something I said about Lane Kiffin. Do you trust him? Mm-hmm. And I think that's the biggest thing. I think Lane Kiffin's a damn good coach. I don't think he's a great coach.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't think
Sark's a great coach.
And me neither.
I think he's a good coach.
I think he's a good coach.
I think he might be a great recruiter.
Right.
He's an excellent recruiter. And he's showing that at Texas now. He did it at Washington. Even in his brief time at USC, he was really good at recruiting before everything sort of fell apart. But is he a great in-game? You know, I don't know. Hasn't proven to be so far.
Yeah.
Kiffin certainly not.
Kiffin definitely not.
That's big questions for these guys right now, especially Kiffin. There's never been more expectations for him coming into a season ever. And so you got to live up to it.
Yeah, you
bet. At the very least, make the playoffs. That's a 12-seed playoff.
And I think that helps guys like Lane Kiffin. Because I do think Ole Miss will be one of the top 12 teams. So they'll be in. Of course, I obviously think Texas will be there and everything. And there's a possibility that they play Georgia three times probably. You know, which is crazy. You know, or the same thing
regular
with Alabama.
Season, SEC championship game, playoff.
Yeah, same thing with
that'd be crazy.
With Bama. It's a possibility they play each other three times. So that's always a crazy thing. But we talked about it earlier this week. The biggest thing for everybody is you got to stay healthy. You got to be healthy.
Yeah. And I think it's bigger for some, too. Like, Ole Miss has to stay healthy.
They're so top heavy.
Yeah, they got great starters.
Yes.
Georgia has a little bit more margin for error. Ohio State has a little bit more margin for error. Alabama has certain schools like that. And that's where you're trying to get to. Texas is trying to get to all these guys. All right, we'll come back. We'll get into what's trending here to kick off the show. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. I'll do it next. Sorry, Bo. I see your sign.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Ladies and gentlemen,
time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Is your heating and cooling system aging? Reliable's got you covered for just $29.99 a month. No deductibles or service fees, just coverage. Call to find out more.
Well, I think that's something, you know, historically for us, you know, part of recruiting is your track record. And we've been fortunate to coach some pretty good quarterbacks. We've been fortunate to do it for kind of some decades now. We've been fortunate to have some pretty good quarterback rooms. And I think the Manning family is pretty well aware of that. And I think they trained Arch to try to put himself in the best position to try to play in the best conference in America, and then ultimately put himself in the best position to further his career playing in the National Football League. And so with that, you know, I think Arch's development has been important to the family, and he's reaping the benefit of those things. And so it hasn't been very difficult at all. I think it's been pretty simple for him.
I'll say this. We talked to that Steve Sarkisian yesterday, Texas head coach, talking about his quarterback room. Very famous one. Might have a more famous backup quarterback than his starting quarterback. And his starting quarterback had him in the playoff last year. He's handled that well.
Yes.
Like, I remember going into last year, I was like, I don't know if Sark's really, like, cut out to politic this thing the right way. Because this can be delicate. Mm-hmm. Now, credit to Arch, too, for he's handled it the right way also. But, like, I don't know. I kind of saw this one getting a little bit weird.
Yeah.
But
Because that's been what happens.
Yeah, that's what happens with quarterbacks that are, you know, highly touted backups and all that kind of stuff. I think it probably helps the situation that Quinn Ewers has played well and they've won.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's hard to replace a guy when you're winning. But
you remember this? When Quinn got hurt, the other kid started.
Yeah.
Yeah, he transferred to Duke. But yeah.
He's a good player.
Yeah, he is. But that's what I'm saying. Like, they were able to manage. Now, I want to say that Arch helped them manage it, but he did because of the fact is that I'm Arch Manning, all right? I should be playing. Or pressure from the family. He's Arch Manning. He should be playing. But
they seem like the type of family, too, that
– look at it like, well, he is playing really good.
Yeah, he's playing good. And you know what? Maybe it's okay to – just sit for a minute and develop.
Right.
Because that's what they did. You know, maybe they're a little bit more old school in their thinking. I really don't know. All I know is, you know, I don't know who's doing what in this situation, but it hasn't really been a story to them.
Right.
To us and people asking yesterday, that was the first question Sark got yesterday.
Was it?
He did his whole opening salvo and all that kind of stuff. And the first media question was something about Arch.
Dude,
hadn't even played.
He's going to contribute probably as much as he did last year.
Probably.
They're going to blow some teams
best
out.
Case scenario, he's not going
to
play.
Yeah, they blew some people out. They start the season with Colorado State, then they go to Michigan.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Jeez. Yeah, they got UTSA, Louisiana on Rosal, Mississippi State.
Texas, Michigan week two.
Yeah. So they're going to.
What a treat.
He's going to get some playing time early on.
Okay.
He's a primary backup.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You're going to get a chance to see him and everything because of their schedule and how good they are.
Which, again, is like the normal progression for a college backup. Last year was a freshman. Yeah. He didn't play.
Yeah.
This year he's a sophomore. He'll be the backup. Maybe he'll get some mop up duty. Maybe he gets injured and he plays. Next year, when Ewers is in the NFL, he'll be the starter.
Right. That's what he used is.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what he used. That's how it used to be.
That's how it used to be.
I mean, you look at his uncle Eli. Romero Miller started before Eli.
Yeah.
I know Peyton started as a freshman. I don't think he started the first game as a freshman.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think there was a little. And then he got in there and he never gave it up.
Yeah, he gave a job back up.
But yeah, like that's the. Normal isn't the right word because normal anymore is not normal. What we thought was normal. Traditional, maybe? Is that the right word? That's the traditional path?
Yes.
That's the old school path? I don't know what. It's so weird to be, like, I'm a traditionalist. Now.
I mean,
another way for saying old.
I mean, that's what we are.
I know.
The olden ways.
The olden days.
The olden ways of college football was that you waited your turn.
But hasn't stuff sped up more, though?
Yeah.
Like, we're older sooner than we should be. Does that make any sense?
Thought process?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I woke up one day, and I guess, too, and maybe hanging out with you, you've been rubbing off on me.
I've been rubbing off on you?
Yeah, you know what I mean. You got an old school mentality.
I mean, that's – okay. I don't have an old school mentality,
yes,
okay?
You do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I think and act like my age. It's a big difference.
Okay.
There's plenty of mid-40 guys that act like me.
Yeah.
Okay, then. So how am I any different than any other one?
When did you start acting like this?
I don't know. Acting like what? That's what I'm saying. You got to break that down. Acting like what?
Like an old man.
I don't act like an old man. How do old men act?
Grumpy.
I came out the womb hard and grumpy, okay? All right? I've always been grumpy.
So
I said was okay.
An old school mentality.
Man,
from a young age.
That's bullcrap. All right.
You just said you were grumpy when
you
were
born. But that doesn't mean I'm old.
Okay.
That doesn't mean I'm old.
Got it.
All right. Don't mean I'm old. I mean, but that's the first. If all you can say is that you're grumpy, everybody's grumpy.
I'm not.
You're never grumpy.
Not often.
You are dead.
When's the last time you remember being grumpy?
Well, I'm never at home with you.
Oh. Well, I pretty much the same. I was a little grumpy at about 2:30 this morning.
Yeah, exactly.
When that little son of a gun kept waking up.
Yeah,
like,
but
come
that's
on,
what I'm
dude.
Saying. I'm not. A,
Go
I'm,
to sleep.
But
man.
I'm not a what's the word I'm looking for? A routinely grumpy person.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not a routinely grumpy person. But if that's all you got, but you're grumpy. Hell yeah, I'm grumpy.
Okay.
Yeah, but other than that, I'm cool.
Just put a pin in that, because it won't be long. Before the end of the week, like before the end of the show tomorrow, you will refer to yourself as something, like old school or something like
yes,
that.
Yes,
you just don't like me saying
it. I have an old school thought process.
That's what I just said.
But no, you call me old.
Well, I said that after.
Yeah. Like, but what is the old school?
You're not old. You're like 43.
But what is an old school mentality compared? It's just
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. It's not the thought process of this.
All I'm saying is, really the whole point of that was, like, I think because of how quickly things have gotten.
They went by.
Old.
They went so fast.
Like 5 years ago, what we were used to was pretty normal still.
Yes.
And now in college football, everything is so instantaneous that the mentality that we have when we talk about college football is very old.
Why did it speed up so fast?
Everything changed at once. I don't know.
Like everything.
Was it the Ed O'Bannon trial? Like they won that, and so then the floodgates opened?
I don't know. But I mean, everything.
I think it was a confluence of a lot of different stuff at once. And it was building, right?
Yeah.
Like it was building towards NIL. It was the free transfer thing and then the transfer portal. I also think that it's a generational thing in some ways,
not
to sit here and crap on kids all the time, but
the
like
TV
I think that the money, like I think all of it sort of built to this weird bubble that burst to now, and it's still, we don't know where it's going. We're still, I think, in the transition period between what was and what will be, but it just sped up.
Yeah, man.
I feel like, what's the guy that got out of Shawshank? World went and got in a big damn hurry. No, not Andy Dufresne, the old guy. Himself.
Brooks, yeah.
I feel like Brooks,
got in
man.
The road. I agree
World
with that.
Got in a big damn hurry.
I always remember being on College Football Game Time. Obviously, a great show, everything like that. We used to have so much fun doing it. But I would argue with Chuck Reed and Chris Goforth and when Fricky was feeling, there's no way they're going to pay these players. There's no way they're going to expand the playoffs. And I'd be damned if it just woof,
here we are.
Woof.
Yeah, everything we said wouldn't happen has happened. Quinn Ewers will start in his third different conference this year. Well, I guess he didn't start in the Big Ten.
No.
But he pulled back up for Ohio State.
Yeah.
Then he was in the Big 12 last year, and now he's in the SEC.
Dude, that dude.
Three conferences in 3 years.
Yeah, he done clinked up, too.
There you go, Quinn.
He done cleaned up.
Yeah.
I mean.
He's made a lot of NIL.
He's made a lot of bread. A whole lot of bread, man. But he's a good damn player.
Atlanta United had a 2-0 lead at halftime and played really well in the first half, honestly. Like, they had some really nice moments. They had some nice moments in the second half, too, offensively. They just couldn't score. Bad giveaway led to the first goal. Soft penalty led to the second goal. Zonde Silva had 100 chances in the second half and should have had a couple goals and didn't. And here we are talking about Atlanta United surrendering a lead at home again.
Yeah, man. So. I mean, it's even when they had their Disney players, this happens. So, I mean, obviously there's going to be some moves made. They got to get some better performers up in this, on this team. I know it was a Wednesday game and the weather was crazy yesterday, but I mean, I don't remember the last time I saw the stadium look like that.
I know.
You know, and again,
I thought the same thing.
Wednesday.
It got better
rain,
as the game went on.
And that's why I said Wednesday,
but
rain,
at kickoff,
everything
it
like
was,
that. Yeah, but it was a disappointing. I know it was a draw, but that one just felt like, you know, that the whole thing.
Yep.
Draw that feels like when this felt like a damn loss yesterday, especially because you're up 2-0 and everything like that. And, you know, understanding the business of the business and their business model, trading away their best players and everything like that. So what is the new business model? Go get somebody to fill those voids just so you can probably sell them again?
Yeah, if like, let's be optimistic, I guess, about what it is. You sold off all the good guys for money, right? So optimistically, now you'd spend all that money on new good guys.
Yes.
Well, the transfer window opens today.
Yes, it does.
So
go get
some
new guys. Yeah, because that's what I'm saying. Like,
go get somebody.
That's what the money's for, right?
I think.
It's not the pocket. It's not for Arthur Blank to go get him a new yacht.
And again, to be fair, like, because not to apply the same standard to every team, because every team's different. Mm. They've spent.
Yeah, oh,
they've,
no doubt
about
that.
Spent
they've
money.
Went and got
they've
players.
Gone out and got
yes.
guys. Yeah,
yes.
yeah. It just hadn't turned into a lot of wins lately, but they've gone out and spent. So, yeah, go get guys, and hopefully it works this time, because you know what it is. They're here for a couple years. Hopefully they play great, and then you sell them for more than you bought them for.
Yeah.
turning a profit. Atlanta Hawks played the Lakers in summer league.
How many
yesterday.
More summer league games left? Four?
Not enough. Ooh. We need more of those games, like last night. It was a real barn burner. I did get to see Bronny play. Hadn't really seen him play since USC.
Uh-huh.
Not great.
No. Fifth pick.
Yep. He looked like the 55th
pick. Yeah, because he's the 55th pick.
Exactly what he looked like.
Yeah, I mean, not too many 55th picks are good.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
But, I mean, he had his best game. He scored his most points and everything like that. But, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's kind of – he played like the 55th pick, and I don't think it has to be that much more than that. Like,
why is
to it? Devote too much anger towards that would be absurd.
But I hadn't
watched the full thing in ever since college, and, yeah. He's going to
– He'll be in the G League for a long time.
No.
Afghanistan?
He would be in the G League if his last name wasn't James. But he'll be on that bench. But he's not going to play much. You think so? He signed a guaranteed contract.
I know, but still, I think they'll start down there.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, Risa Shea didn't play. The Hawks lost?
Yes.
They lost?
Yes.
They lost the game. Dang it. All right. Thanks for being with us here on a Trillville Thursday. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Get back into an NFL no huddle in about 20 minutes from right now. Midday grab bag O questions at 12:20. Many of them will be related to ESPN's top 100 list.
Yes.
Top 100 athletes of the last 25 years, essentially.
Yeah.
The 21st century, since the year 2000, whatever you want to call it. Like, since two was at the beginning and not one.
Right.
These athletes, those guys, the top 100. So we'll get into some of that, and then we'll get into the back page with Bo at 12:40.
Okay, we were just throwing out stuff, because we were just talking about Sark.
Yeah.
But I was just saying, if it didn't go, if it went south on him, which I don't think it will, but just if it did, would he be out?
I don't think this year.
Right.
Right? Like, he's now made the playoffs, so that buys you a little bit of leeway.
Okay.
I think. But I don't know. I mean, you know how it is. Like we just talked about, everything's so much faster, immediate. Like, you fail once. He would have to feel real bad.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said.
To get fired this year.
What about
year?
Ryan Day if they lose to Michigan and don't win a championship?
Yeah, I think for sure. Yeah. I mean, I think even if they beat Michigan and don't win a championship this year, people are going to be looking at him funny up there because they're supposed to have the best team in the country, roster-wise.
Right.
Great transfers, guys coming back, all that kind of stuff. Now we understand it's harder than that, mm-hmm. you know, and there's other really good teams and they have to beat them and all that. But yeah, man, he's done what you can't do at Ohio State. He's been passed by Michigan.
Right.
In his tenure. Michigan's beat them repeatedly
and
won the national championship.
Yeah.
Like, you can't. Michigan hadn't won a national championship, a solo national championship in decades. Now he's there and they do. Like, that, you know, that's how they look at it up there. So, yeah, if he loses to Michigan this year, unless they somehow follow that up by winning a national championship, he's probably
going to go. Yeah, that's what I was thinking because he is, because you know, they always talk about coaches on the hot, not hot seat, under the most pressure. I mean, it's no, you don't get more pressurizing up there in Columbus.
His seat's hot.
Yeah, man.
Flat out.
Yeah, because they are in a situation, and like I said, I mean, we've seen in that rivalry, coaches get fired because they can't win them. You know, and that's the crazy thing. But on both sides,
yeah,
we've seen coaches get fired because they can't win those games. When you look at where they are, to my Ohio State, I mean, they got just as good a chance as anybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, they are stacked. And like you said, they brought in dudes, retained their dudes, and everything like that. So, I mean, they're in a position where they're going to make a lot of noise. They are, in my opinion, the unquestionable best team in that conference. Mm-hmm. And so when you like look at it like that, I mean, there shouldn't be – I'm not saying giving them an excuse. There should not be any excuse. Because I think they're head and shoulders above everybody in that conference.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm kind of looking at their schedule right now.
Who do you think conference? Is Georgia – who's more ahead in their conference, Georgia or Ohio State?
Who do we consider to be the second best team in the SEC going into this year?
Texas.
Texas?
Yeah.
I think Georgia is – more ahead of Texas than Ohio State is from Oregon.
Okay.
Because I think Georgia will be number one in the country.
Yeah.
I think Ohio State will be number two in the country. I think Oregon will be number three in the country.
And then Texas probably
And then Texas will probably be four. And that could switch. You know, that could be in different order. But just based on, like, retaining the talent that you had, bringing in transfer guys, and all the hype, like, those are the three teams that you talk about most, I think. I mean, then Texas is there, of course, too. Texas lost a lot.
Yeah.
Like, they lost a lot of really good players on offense. Like, all their receivers, both those guys, the top two guys, both of those guys are in the NFL. Their best running back was hurt before the playoff, even, and obviously he's not back either. I just think other teams have brought back
more
than what they're bringing back. Ole Miss brings back quite a bit, honestly. Like, I know that they went out and got a lot. Ole Miss, to me, strikes me as... They remind me of Washington from last year, where they had a lot of really good guys that had been there for a year, and they were okay. You know, they were pretty good, and they brought a lot of those guys back. And then they went out and bolstered other positions as well to make their roster even better. But it's also one of those things where everybody's going to be gone at the end of the year. Like, Ole Miss has a year to do this.
Yes,
and I'm sure Kiffin can restock and all that stuff and do that. But, like, the roster that he's got right now – it's not quite what Georgia and Ohio State and Texas and Alabama and those ones are in terms of depth, but it's as close as it's ever been. I mean, Saban was talking about it earlier this week. He's never had trenches like he has right now. He's got national championship-type trenches, Kiffin does, at Ole Miss. So it feels to me like this is the year.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we really find out a lot about where he is in the – in the pantheon of coaches in college football.
Yeah, looking at
year.
Their schedule.
Because
right
he's good. He's a good coach. Like, but, you know, in order to be a great coach, you have to capitalize on years like this.
And they're going
to
have a good start, man. I mean, they really don't play anybody until October 12th.
You talking about Ole Miss?
Yeah, when they go to LSU. But right now they start off, Andy, with Furman.
Okay.
Middle Tennessee.
Okay.
Go to Wake Forest.
Okay.
Got Georgia Southern coming in. Got Kentucky coming in. Go to South Carolina. And then LSU. Then they got Oklahoma coming to them. Obviously Georgia.
All their big games are home games.
Yes.
Right?
They are.
Yeah. So yeah. That's helpful too.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at right now, because they got Oklahoma at home. And I'm sorry, they got to go to LSU.
Oh, they got to go to LSU.
Yeah, they got to go to LSU.
Yeah, I mean, kind of similar thing when you look at the Ohio State schedule, like we were just talking about. Easy start. Akron, Western Michigan, Marshall, Michigan State, who's not good, Iowa. I mean,
it'll be 13-0.
Yeah, they'll win that game 19-6 or something like that. And then they're at Oregon. And that's now when the Big Ten gets wild.
Right.
Like, Ohio State will be one of the top three teams in the country. Oregon might be one of the top three teams in the country. And they got to go to Eugene on October 12th. It will be raining. They go to Eugene, Oregon on October 12th and play in the rain. And that's a great atmosphere. And you know, that's a huge test, man. Like,
yeah.
That's just a whole different deal. And then they got Nebraska, Penn State, Purdue, Northwestern, Indiana, and then Michigan to close. But that's a tough little stretch there in the middle. It kind of spices it up with now Oregon being in the Big Ten.
So their hardest game is Oregon.
October 12th.
October 12th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, I mean, that should be awful. Going there? Oh, yeah. That's going to be one of those things where and that'll get us used to, like, damn, this is a conference game.
Right.
You know, this is not like a regular, this is not one of those, you know, home and home and all those different. This is actually a conference game.
Yeah.
Where
it's not going to be every year, but it's going to be most years.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
No, it's great. I was thinking about it driving in, and then you said something in the first segment that got me right back on that train of thought of excitement of, like, who did you Texas plays who week two?
Michigan, yeah.
Come on,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Georgia plays Clemson week one. Obviously, Georgia's going to Alabama in September. Now, that, you know, that would happen naturally anyway over time, but they're going to Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
Georgia's going to Texas.
They're going to. It's going to be so crazy that weekend, because you got that game, obviously.
Right.
Formula One's down there that weekend.
Right.
It's going to be bananas down in Austin.
At that point, though, Georgia will, if they're undefeated, they will have gone to Tuscaloosa and beaten Alabama. They will have beaten Clemson in the first game of the season. Mm-hmm. They'll be the number one team in the country without question.
Without question.
Texas will probably be undefeated at that point as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that. For all the downsides and the, you know, sort of the old school mentality-ing that we do when we talk about this stuff, there's a lot of upsides.
Yeah,
to that. Like, the overall schedule of games on a Saturday-by-Saturday basis this
good,
year
good on good.
Is better than it's ever
good
been.
Good on good.
Because even last year, there was a couple Saturdays, it was like, damn, that's where game day is going to be? That's the best we got? All right. Okay. Because last week we had four bangers. Yes. And this week we got, all right. Okay. That is what it is.
They'll still get cute once.
Oh, yeah.
They'll still get cute once and go somewhere they shouldn't be at.
Yeah. They'll go to like Coastal Carolina one time or something like that. Which I love that too. I like when they do that.
Because I like to see other schools get an opportunity and everything like that. They'll probably go up to South Dakota State or something or something like that.
They should.
I think that, you know,
celebrate all college football.
It's going to be fun. We were talking about this on Off the Cuff about, you know, Nick Saban and everything like that with the reverse rat poison and everything as far as picking Georgia and Texas to be an SEC. When they go down there, because more likely game day is going to be in Tuscaloosa when Georgia goes down there.
If they're not, then I'll be shocked.
Yeah, I don't know what other games are that weekend.
I'm sure there's other games, but you got
to be Alabama,
there.
Georgia going down to Alabama to play Tuscaloosa, and when it's his turn to pick. When it's his turn to pick.
He's got the chance to do the funniest thing
ever.
Of all time.
Yes, yes. And I mean, it'll be reverse rat poison.
Give him the okie doke and make it seem like go full Corso and make it seem like he's going to pick Alabama and then pick Georgia.
Oh my
on
God.
Campus?
On campus.
You kidding me?
People, they wouldn't boo Nick Saban.
I mean, they're not booing Nick Saban.
Yeah.
They're booing Nick Saban's pick.
Oh, yeah. They wouldn't boo Nick. They'd be like,
hell yeah, they would.
They'd be like, oh.
There is nothing sacred. Oh, yeah. There'd be some tears.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
There'd be some legitimate sadness in the crowd.
Are you really
that
out here damn crying? We didn't want him anyway. Bears better.
That's like what we said yesterday. There's already people that, because he's gone, have decided he wasn't that good anyway.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's always
when they're no longer yours, they're no longer yours.
Yeah.
And you don't have to protect them.
But yeah, but this is so funny because you remember Nick left. When Nick left, Nick had like Nick had two speeches when he went up to address the team. He had, I'm going to stay and I'm going to leave speeches. And he's like, well, did he get confused? And when he started, like, damn, can't go back. No, Nick was ready to get the hell on, man. Nick was like, you know what? I got time for y'all no more, man. Yeah. I don't. You know what? You don't want to be here? Fine.
Yeah, I don't need to have these extortion meetings with all these guys.
Yeah, dog. I'm Nick freaking Saban. I win championships.
I'm looking. Georgia, Alabama. It's already 7:30 ABC. You know, like that prime time that day. I'm just kind of scrolling other games that day.
There's no way.
Kentucky, Ole Miss.
No.
I mean, come on.
I mean, it's an 8:30 game.
Who the Huskies play that day?
It's 8:30 game on ABC. Yeah, they're going to be down there.
Yeah. They're Liberty App State, that'd be a nice one. Obviously, you know, game day's not going there. It'd be a big game. That's the game. That'll be the
unquestioned game.
Yeah, game. I mean, there's ones that you could look at. I mean, second week when Texas plays Michigan.
Yeah,
that'll be
game day.
When Georgia goes to Texas and goes to Austin, that'll be game day.
I wonder where the first one's going to be at because, obviously, we know Georgia and Clemson.
Shouldn't they just go to Ireland just for fun?
That's what I thought. Would they go over there? Yeah. That would be pretty cool.
Just for fun?
If they go over there and they have the game day for the Tech and Florida State game.
Now, the thing about that is that's Saturday, August 24th.
Right.
So that's the week before.
Oh, that's the week before, yeah.
Yeah, so you could go to Dublin and do that one. And then you come back for the next weekend. And look at the Saturday games.
It's a big one. It's another big one because
Clemson, Georgia.
I know that, they put us at noon, so it had to be something bigger afterwards.
They are going to Dublin, Abe says, so that's good. I'm scrolling. Portland State, Wazoo, probably not going to get them out there on the Palouse.
Oh, no, man.
Oh, Miami and Florida.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are they going to that?
I mean, better to do it week one.
Jim Onert!
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Get it out the way.
Yeah. Both teams are disappointing.
Yeah, get it out the way.
Midway through October. Scrolling. Not seeing anything else.
Well, they might be here in Atlanta.
They might be.
They might be in Atlanta.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They might be here.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm like
I'm lost in the scroll.
I know you lost in the scroll.
Oh, Notre Dame, Texas A&M.
Nah.
No?
Nah.
Okay. Yeah, come to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Come to Atlanta. Welcome you with open arms. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We will come back and get to an NFL no huddle. Charles Haley has some ideas on what the Cowboys should do with their quarterback situation. It's unique. It's a unique thought. I haven't heard anyone say this yet. We'll let you hear it coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Get back into an NFL no huddle in about 20 minutes from right now. Midday grab bag questions at 12:20. Many of them will be related to ESPN's top 100 list.
Yes.
Top 100 athletes of the last 25 years, essentially.
Yeah.
The 21st century, since the year 2000, whatever you want to call it. Like, since two was at the beginning and not one.
Right.
These athletes, those guys, the top 100. So we'll get into some of that, and then we'll get into the back page with Bo at 12:40.
Because we were just throwing out stuff, because we were just talking about Sark.
Yeah.
But I was just saying if it didn't go, if it went south on him, which I don't think it will, but just if it did, would he be out?
I don't think this year.
Right.
Right? Like, he's now made the playoffs, so that buys you a little bit of leeway.
Okay.
I think, but I don't know. I mean, you know how it is. Like we just talked about, everything's so much faster, immediate. Like, you fail once. He would have to feel real bad.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said
to get fired this
year.
About
Ryan Day, if they lose to Michigan and don't win a championship?
Yeah, I think for sure. Yeah. I mean, I think even if they beat Michigan and don't win a championship this year, people are going to be looking at him funny up there because they're supposed to have the best team in the country, roster-wise.
Right.
Great transfers, guys coming back, all that kind of stuff. Now we understand it's harder than that, mm-hmm. you know. And there's other really good teams, and they have to beat them and all that. But yeah, man, he's done what you can't do at Ohio State. He's been passed by Michigan.
Right.
In his tenure, Michigan's beat him repeatedly
and
won the national championship.
Yeah.
Like, you can't. Michigan hadn't won a national championship, a solo national championship in decades. Now he's there and they do like that, you know, that's how they look at it up there. So, yeah, if he loses to Michigan this year, unless they somehow follow that up by winning a national championship, he's probably
going to go. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, because he is because, you know, they always talk about coaches on the hot, not hot seat, under the most pressure. I mean, it's no, you don't get more pressurizing up there in Columbus.
His seat's hot.
Yeah, man.
Flat out.
Yeah, because they are in a situation. And like I said, I mean, we've seen in that rivalry coaches get fired because they can't win them. You know, and that's the crazy thing. But on both sides,
yeah,
we've seen coaches get fired because they can't win those games. When you look at where they are, to my Ohio State, I mean, they got just as good a chance as anybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, they are stacked, and like you said, they brought in dudes, retained their dudes, and everything like that. So I mean, they're in a position where they're going to make a lot of noise. They are, in my opinion, the unquestionable best team in that conference. Mm-hmm. And so when you like look at it like that, I mean. There shouldn't be. I'm not saying giving them an excuse. There should not be any excuse. Because I think they're head and shoulders above everybody in that conference.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm kind of looking at their schedule right now.
Who do you think conference is Georgia? Who's more ahead in their conference? Georgia or Ohio State?
Who do we consider to be the second best team in the SEC going into this year?
Texas. Yeah,
I think Georgia is more ahead of Texas than Ohio State is from Oregon.
Okay.
Because I think Georgia will be number one in the country.
Yeah.
I think Ohio State will be number two in the country. I think Oregon will be number three in the country.
And then Texas probably
before. And it could switch. You know, that could be in different order. But just based on, like, retaining the talent that you had, bringing in transfer guys, and all the hype, like, those are the three teams that you talk about most, I think. I mean, then Texas is there, of course, too. Texas lost a lot.
Yeah.
Like, they lost a lot of really good players on offense. Like, all their receivers, both those guys, the top two guys, both of those guys are in the NFL. Their best running back was hurt before the playoff, even, and obviously he's not back either. I just think other teams have brought back
more
mm-hmm. than what they're bringing back. Ole Miss brings back quite a bit, honestly. Like, I know that they went out and got a lot. Ole Miss, to me, strikes me as... They remind me of Washington from last year, mm-hmm. where they had a lot of really good guys that had been there for a year, and they were okay. You know, they were pretty good, and they brought a lot of those guys back. And then they went out and bolstered other positions as well to make their roster even better. But it's also one of those things where everybody's going to be gone at the end of the year. Like, Ole Miss has a year to do this.
Yes,
and I'm sure Kiffin can restock and all that stuff and do that. But, like, the roster that he's got right now – it's not quite what Georgia and Ohio State and Texas and Alabama and those ones are in terms of depth, but it's as close as it's ever been. I mean, Saban was talking about it earlier this week. He's never had trenches like he has right now. He's got national championship-type trenches, Kiffin does, at Ole Miss. So it feels to me like this is the year.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we really find out a lot about where he is in the – in the pantheon of coaches in college football.
Yeah, looking at their schedule.
Because he's good. He's a good coach.
Like,
but you know, in order to be a great coach, you have to capitalize on years like this.
And they're going
to
have a good start, man. I mean, they really don't play anybody until October 12th.
You talking about Ole Miss?
Yeah, when they go to LSU. But right now they start off, Andy, with Furman.
Okay.
Middle Tennessee.
Okay.
Go to Wake Forest.
Okay.
Got Georgia Southern coming in. Got Kentucky coming in. Go to South Carolina. And then LSU. Then they got Oklahoma coming to them. Okay, obviously Georgia.
All their big games are home games.
Yes.
Right?
They are.
Yeah. So that's helpful, too.
Yeah, that's how I'm looking at right now, because they got Oklahoma at home. And I'm sorry, they got to go to LSU.
Oh, they got to go to LSU.
Yeah, they got to go to LSU.
Yeah, I mean, kind of similar thing when you look at the Ohio State schedule, like we were just talking about. Easy start. Akron, Western Michigan, Marshall, Michigan State, who's not good, Iowa. I mean,
it'll be 13-0.
Yeah, they'll win that game 19-6 or something like that. And then they're at Oregon. And that's now when the Big Ten gets wild.
Right.
Like, Ohio State will be one of the top three teams in the country. Oregon might be one of the top three teams in the country. And they got to go to Eugene on October 12th. It will be raining. They go to Eugene, Oregon on October 12th and play in the rain. And that's a great atmosphere. And you know, that's a huge test, man. Like, that's just a whole different deal. And then they got Nebraska, Penn State, Purdue, Northwestern, Indiana, and then Michigan to close. But that's a tough little stretch there in the middle. It kind of spices it up with now Oregon being in the Big Ten.
So their hardest game is Oregon.
October 12th.
October 12th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, I mean, that should be awful. Going there? Oh, yeah. That's going to be one of those things where and that'll get us used to, like, damn, this is a conference game.
Right.
You know, this is not like a regular, this is not one of those, you know, home and home and all those different. This is actually a conference game.
Yeah.
Where
it's not going to be every year, but it's going to be most years.
Right, you know? Right.
Yeah,
right.
No, it's great. I was thinking about it driving in, and then you said something in the first segment that got me right back on that train of thought of excitement of, like, who did you Texas plays who week two?
Michigan? Michigan, yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Georgia plays Clemson week one. Obviously, Georgia's going to Alabama in September. Now, that, you know, that would happen naturally anyway over time, but they're going to Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
Georgia's going to Texas.
They're going to. It's going to be so crazy that weekend because you got that game, obviously.
Right.
Formula One's down there that weekend.
Right.
It's going to be bananas down in Austin.
At that point, though, Georgia will, if they're undefeated, they will have gone to Tuscaloosa and beaten Alabama. They will have beaten Clemson in the first game of the season. Mm-hmm. They'll be the number one team in the country without question.
Without question.
Texas will probably be undefeated at that point as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that. For all the downsides and the, you know, sort of the old school mentality-ing that we do when we talk about this stuff, there's a lot of upsides.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The overall schedule of games on a Saturday-by-Saturday basis this year...
Good on good.
...is better than it's ever
good
been.
Good on good.
Because even last year, there was a couple Saturdays, it's like, damn, that's where game day is going to be? That's the best we got? All right. Okay. Because last week we had four bangers.
Yes.
And this week we got, all right. Okay. That is what it is.
They'll still get cute once.
Oh, yeah.
They'll still get cute once and go somewhere they shouldn't be at.
Yeah. They'll go to like Coastal Carolina one time or something like that. Which I love that too. I like when they do that.
Because I like to see other schools get an opportunity and everything like that. They'll probably go up to South Dakota State or something or something like that.
They should.
I think that, you know,
celebrate all college football.
It's going to be fun. We were talking about this on Off the Cuff about, you know, Nick Saban and everything like that with the reverse rat poison and everything as far as picking Georgia and Texas to be an SEC. When they go down there, because more likely game day is going to be in Tuscaloosa when Georgia goes down there.
If they're not, then I'll be shocked.
Yeah, I don't know what other games are that weekend.
I'm sure there's other games. Yeah, but yeah, got
to Alabama,
there.
Georgia going down to Alabama to play Tuscaloosa. And when it's his turn to pick. When it's his turn to pick.
He's got the chance to do the funniest thing
ever.
Of all time.
Yes. Yes. And it'll be reverse rat poison.
Give him the okie doke.
Yeah.
And make it seem like go full Corso and make it seem like he's going to pick Alabama and then pick Georgia.
Oh, my
God. Campus?
On campus.
You kidding me?
Oh. They wouldn't boo Nick Saban.
I mean. They're not booing Nick Saban.
Yeah.
They're booing Nick Saban's pick.
Oh, yeah. They wouldn't boo Nick. They'd be like,
hell yeah, they would.
They'd be like, oh.
There is nothing sacred. Oh, yeah. There'd be some tears.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
There'd be some legitimate sadness in the crowd.
Are you really
that day.
Out here damn crying? We didn't want him anyway. Bears better.
That's like what we said yesterday. There's already people that, because he's gone, have decided he wasn't that good anyway.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's always
when they're no longer yours, they're no longer yours.
Yeah.
And you don't have to protect them.
But yeah, but this is so funny because you remember Nick left. When Nick left, Nick had, like, Nick had two speeches when he went up to address the team. He had, I'm going to stay and I'm going to leave speeches. And he's like, well, did he get a confused? And, and when he started, like, damn, can't go back. No, Nick was ready. Nick was ready to get the hell on, man. Nick was like, you know what? I got time for y'all no more, man. Yeah. I don't. You know what? You don't want to be here? Fine.
Yeah, I don't need to have these extortion meetings with all these guys.
Yeah, dog. I'm Nick freaking safe. I win championships.
I'm looking. Georgia, Alabama, Zard. I mean, it's already 7:30, ABC, you know. Like yeah. That prime time that day. I'm just kind of scrolling other games that day.
There's no way.
Kentucky Ole Miss.
No.
I mean, come on.
I mean, it's an 8:30 game.
Who the Huskies play that day?
It's an 8:30 game on ABC. Yeah, they're going to be down there.
Yeah.
They're,
Liberty App State, that'd be a nice one. Obviously, you know, game day's not going there. It'd be a big game. Yeah, that's the game. That'll be the
unquestioned game.
Yeah, I mean, there's ones that you could look at. I mean, the second week when Texas plays Michigan.
Yeah.
That'll be
game day.
When Georgia goes to Texas and goes to Austin, that'll be game day.
I wonder where the first one's going to be at because, obviously, we know Georgia and Clemson.
Shouldn't they just go to Ireland just for fun?
That's what I thought. Would they go over there? Yeah. That would be pretty cool.
Just for fun?
If they go out and they have the game day for the Tech and Florida State game.
Now, the thing about that is that's Saturday, August 24th.
Right.
So that's the week before.
Oh, that's the week before, yeah.
Yeah, so you could go to Dublin and do that one. And then you come back for the next weekend. And look at the Saturday games.
It's a big one. It's another big one. Because
Clemson, Georgia.
I know that. But they put us at noon, so it had to be something bigger afterwards.
They are going to Dublin, Abe says, so that's good. I'm scrolling. Portland State, Wazoo, probably not going to get them out there on the Palouse.
Oh, no, man.
Oh, Miami and Florida.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are they going to that?
I mean, better to do it week one.
Jim Onert!
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Get it out the way.
Yeah. Both teams are disappointing.
Yeah, get it out the way.
Midway through October. Scrolling. Not seeing anything else.
So they might be here in Atlanta.
They might be?
They might be here in Atlanta.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they might. Yeah, they might be here.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm like.
I'm lost in the scroll.
I know you lost in the scroll.
Oh, Notre Dame, Texas A&M?
Nah.
No?
Nah.
Okay. Yeah, come to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Come to Atlanta. Welcome you with open arms. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We will come back and get to an NFL no huddle. Charles Haley has some ideas on what the Cowboys should do with their quarterback situation. It's unique. It's a unique thought. I haven't heard anyone say this yet. We'll let you hear it coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.